Please welcome Robin Young and Nina Totenberg.
This week, I sat down with NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg at WBUR's City Space. She'd come to talk to a sold-out crowd about her new book, Dinners with Ruth. Ruth, of course, the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a friend of Nina's for almost 50 years. The book is also about Nina's friendship with her sisterhood at NPR, including Linda Wertheimer and the late Cokie Roberts. And it's a terrific tale of a young reporter elbowing her way into a man's world with journalistic scoops like Nina's damning 1971 profile for the National Observer that provoked the longtime director of the FBI to call for her firing.
You wrote an article for The Observer about J. Edgar Hoover. I mean, just there, I'm thrilled.
He wasn't.
I know. He opens an FBI file on you after this profile that you did that he hated. You ultimately saw your interview requests with him, and he had scribbled across one. She certainly is a persistent
Then, at NPR in 1991, it was Nina who uncovered that law professor Anita Hill had claims of sexual harassment against Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas. Nina had discussions with Hill about testifying. After Hill did, Republicans were furious at Nina. After a debate on Nightline, Senator Alan Simpson followed Nina out to her car, held onto the door, screaming at her.
And you get out and start fighting with him in the parking lot and call him an effing bully.
Yes, I did.
And you get back in the car and the driver says, you better get a gun.
Yes.
But at heart, the book is about Nina's deep friendship with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a friendship she celebrates, has had to defend, and is gone.
I want to say, first of all, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry too.
Yeah, but it was your friend.
It's 2 years this week, pretty much.
Yeah. We want to talk about that, but Dinners with Ruth is exactly the thing that when she passed, and you did that beautiful 9-minute remembrance on NPR, a lot of people got upset.
I always said that I was friends with her, and I was friends with Nino Scalia and other justices. Some people seem to think I should just divorce and drop a friend because she gets nominated to the Supreme Court of the United States. Not happening.
Well, but as you know, okay, but as you know, at the time, NPR posted a piece from the public editor, and it was titled, NPR Should Have Revealed Totenberg-RBG Friendship Earlier.
Every time I did a piece about her where I did an interview, I revealed it. So, I mean, you can't finish a story about today's argument in a regulatory case and say, oh, and by the way, I'm a friend of Justice Ginsburg's and Justice Breyer's and Justice Scalia's, especially if you cover somebody who you can't ask about their work, because if you did that, you wouldn't be their friends. You know, there are rules for judges.
And well, and conversely, she wouldn't say to you.
She once asked me not to ask her some questions after she'd said some very inadvisable things about then-candidate Trump. And I just said to her, Ruth, I can't do that. I have to ask you that.
They met in 1971, Nina, a print reporter, Ruth, a Rutgers professor, who wrote a legal brief asking the Supreme Court to declare a law unconstitutional because it discriminated on the basis of sex, in violation, Ginsburg said, of the 14th Amendment guarantee of rights for all people, an argument that became the basis for Roe v. Wade, but was so shocking at the time that Nina, like a lot of people, didn't get it.
I did not know what I was doing, and her telephone number was on the front of the brief. And I called her up, and she answered the phone. She always talked to me when I called to ask about her cases. She taught me many of the finer points of law that I claim to know now.
The dinners with Ruth were the most cherished in the end every Saturday. But there were many others, starting with the first invite in the 1970s to Supreme Court Justice Lewis Powell, who came.
And I do not know how I had the nerve to do that. He had been very nice to me, but I have no idea what ever possessed me to think that I could ask a Supreme Court justice to dinner, and he and his wife would accept, but they did.
Well, but it was Powell, Brennan, Sandra Day O'Connor, more recently, Kavanaugh. The conversations were about,
you know, they were about maybe what was in the newspaper that day, or they were about books they'd written. Scalia, he was, you know, a lovely and charming human being. I once interviewed the two of them on stage. I asked the perennial question, so how come you're such close friends? And she said, basically, he makes me laugh. And he said, what's not to love about Ruth, except, of course, her views?
Scalia and his wife Maureen, Ruth and her husband Marty, Nina and her first husband Floyd, who passed, and current husband David, became dear friends, bonding over dinners at Nina's. She says political commentary was not allowed. The closest they came was after Scalia's ruling in the Supreme Court 5-4 decision overturning the D.C. law that banned handguns. Nina's husband, David, is a surgeon who'd operated on gunshot victims, but he knew he couldn't violate the House rule and say anything, so he put colorful toy squirt guns in every soup bowl, and when the Scalias arrived, they burst out laughing, Nina writes. Now, someone fighting handgun violence might find that shocking. After Nina's remembrance of Ruth, one NPR listener wrote the public editor and said, while he felt both women had complete integrity, he wondered how much of this social incestuousness there is in D.C. Nina says dinner parties are a way to bridge divides. But I asked her what she'd say to people who might say, easy for you to say, but the message we're getting from Washington is everyone is at each other's throats. We are too. We can't reach across that divide, much less a dinner table.
Well, try harder.
Well, but really, I mean, they feel in pain inflicted by some of the court's decisions, and
I understand
can't do that. Yeah.
I completely understand that. But if we're going to survive as a society, we have to be able to accept the fact that some people have views that we find anathema, and that doesn't mean they're bad people. That has not generally been my experience. The court right now, I think, is very much not like any court I've ever covered. They don't really get along very well. Not just the liberals and the conservatives. The conservatives don't get along.
I mentioned Kavanaugh.
He's come to dinner at our house, too.
Yeah. Another audience member asks, which of the current conservatives on the court would you invite for dinner now?
I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might tend to incriminate me, but I would invite some of them. I'm not sure they'd all come. I've known Brett Kavanaugh since before he was a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals. I knew him when he was a law clerk, for Christ's sake. I like Brett. While I personally don't agree with some of his opinions, that's not my job. You know, I would not recommend that people treat Kavanaugh the way they have. I think it's impolite, rude, and guaranteed to foul the waters of discourse. Call me old-fashioned, but I don't want another civil war in this country.
Of course, Nina's lost her favorite dinner partner with whom she might be discussing all of this. Ruth Bader Ginsburg died 2 years ago this week after a battle with cancer.
Increasingly, and especially after COVID, Ruth would come to dinner at our house. David was her medical confidant.
As you say, he was a medical advisor to Ruth, worked with her doctors, and did not tell you.
No, never told me.
That was private.
I mean, when somebody comes to your house every week, 23 or 24 weeks, you can see the fade. So you don't have to be told.
Did you ever talk to her about retiring? We know that President Obama kind of hinted you should.
That came out after she died. I asked her about it in public multiple times. She obviously, I think, believed, as many people did, that Hillary Clinton would become president, and she wanted to give the first woman president the chance to replace her. That last part, I've just inferred from watching her and how she answered questions. But, you know, she gambled and she lost.
What do you miss most?
I just miss her. You know, she was a darling friend and a darling woman, very shy. I just miss her. I miss her warmth and her brain.
Yeah. Nina Totenberg, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
NPR's Nina Totenberg. Her book is Dinners with Ruth.